It's the second Wednesday of the month, and back in studio, Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks for Fire Drill. How are you this morning?
I am doing fantastic, Jordan. It's nice to finally see you and not just over the phone.
I know. It's great. It's fantastic news. Let's talk a little bit about the heat that's been going on lately. Obviously, it creates a ton of issues for fire and fire prevention and how we go about that, things that maybe people wouldn't normally think of. Let's talk about some of the things that people need to be aware of with the weather.
Absolutely. You know, I was even before I came in here, I was looking at the forecast. The next 2 weeks are supposed to be pretty warm. So just like us as people, we need water. We need to stay hydrated. We need to remind people as well. Same thing goes for their yards and their properties. If you have any vegetation within 3 meters, 10 feet of your home, you have to ensure it's cut. It's maintained, it's watered. To keep that stuff green, it'll help prevent and create a buffer around your property. Heaven forbid in the risk that a fire could come close. So keep the grass cut in your back alley. Even with that, you need to keep your alleys cleaned. Whether spontaneous combustion with grass clippings or anything like that, or unfortunately people walking around and seeing all this rubbish and items in the alleys, it's just an opportunity that we don't need people to have. So just to keep everything nice and neat and clean and watered can keep their yard safe.
I never want to single anybody out, but I do know I was walking on Whoop Up Drive a couple weekends ago. Vehicle comes by me, and I mean, you don't want to see it at any time, but especially when it's this hot and dry, cigarette butt comes out the window. Again, not to single any group of people out, but there are things that we can do to try and be a little bit more safe, a little more precautions to be taken, especially when it's this dry out there.
Absolutely, Jordan. You're so right there. And like you said, and it's definitely not to pick on anyone else. I mean, the majority of us are all ex-smokers. And I remember years ago when I used to smoke and do it too. And now if you sit down and think and use some common sense, it is a risk that is so bad. And here in the city, especially with the coolies, I was driving down Scenic the other day and just looking how dry the grass is on Scenic and in the coolies. And heaven forbid a cigarette or any spark went in there. With this dry conditions and the wind, that fire can get out of control so quickly. And we look right now in the news of what's going on in BC. People need to realize what they're doing. And we're just asking the public. We're not telling you can't smoke cigarettes, you can't do this. But it's just like with anything. Take care of it, dispose of it properly, and you're fine.
Second Wednesday of the month, Fire Prevention Officer Troy Hicks always in to answer your questions on CJOC's Fire Drill. You can get those questions in at mylethbridgenow.com. Troy, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks again, Jordan. It was great.